This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time now for the Outdoorsman Radio Show with your host, Alan Ellis.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Alan Ellis here, and...
me. You caught me off guard. Good morning.
I know, you're always off guard. Good morning, Robin. Good to hear you here this morning. Turn it up on the button.
I did.
Yeah?
Okay.
She can't hear.
I guess I got it.
You sure? Can you hear me? Can you hear you?
I can't hear me. I can hear you.
Alrighty, then. We're starting off great here this morning, aren't we? Well, Robin's here today, so...
that's why it's so great.
Never know what's going to happen here. That's for sure. Anyway, today is the last day, the last Saturday of the year, which means it is the last Saturday of the year for the Outdoorsman Radio Show, and it's been a great year. We've celebrated 30 years in the studio and in the other studio at Music Fair Road. And so, you know, we're getting ready to do 31, and I can't wait. Can't wait. It's going to be exciting. Today's going to be exciting because somebody's going to win a muzzleloader today from CVA. And the folks at CVA.com, go in there and take a look at everything that they've got. I shot my muzzleloader in, the long-distance muzzleloader that I have not had a chance to use yet this year, and I don't think I'm going to get a chance to use it because today is the last day of the the muzzleloader season for deer here in Maryland, and I've got no plans to go. Did go one afternoon, went to Cecil County, saw no deer, went to, other than on the road coming back and on the road in near Centerville on the way to. Thursday morning, got up early and went down to Dorchester County. The marsh was frozen and flooded. The deer were just not moving. Saw one deer, one little deer. I don't know if it was a button buck or a little hind. I think it was a little hind, a little doe. Came in, and she was there for an hour and a half. And she was a four-legged vacuum cleaner. Can you hear any better?
Yeah, now I can hear.
Good. Well, Chris knows what he's doing.
Yes, he does.
Anyway, well, a little four-legged vacuum cleaner that came out of the marsh and jumped up on the platform after the feeder went off, about 15 minutes after the feeder went off. Kind of surprised me. She gobbled all the corn off the platform and then did a circuitous route. I mean, can you do circuitous around a square platform? Anyway, went around the platform and sucked the corn off the ice and then went back in the marsh for a few minutes. And then about 15 minutes later, came back out, and jumped back up on the platform, started back out through the woods and was eating whatever they eat in the woods the whole way out through to the other feeder. And there's a close feeder at 20 yards and a far feeder at about 70. And when I left, she was on the far feeder.
She was hungry.
She was a chubby little thing too, big round belly, round head. You know, not going to shoot.
There's that. A reason she was chubby.
Yeah, she sucked all the corn off the platform and off the ice, and then went out and did the same on the other platform. She liked the corn. Anyway, then on the way out, I walked out the trail, and there's a little field there that we'd go through on the way back to the ranch, and. Stepped into the field, and there was a doe standing there, a hind standing there. So, you know, I just kept walking, and she did that little bouncy sickadeer thing into the woods and stood there and looked at me, and I walked past, and one of the other fellows was feeding a corn feeder nearby, and I walked over and met him, and the deer bounced back to the edge of the field and stayed there, just stood there and watched us for I don't know, 5-6 minutes. We're just talking, and, you know, when I turned around and left and he went on his way, she was still there. So, anyway, that's that was my hunting experience this week. So last Saturday I went, too, didn't I? Yeah, I did.
Yeah.
Yeah, went down to the marsh and saw a lot of deer that day. A lot of deer. I think I saw 6 different hinds that day, and they were very entertaining, as were the ducks. The ducks were very entertaining as well. So, anyway, 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number here. If you'd like to get in the muzzleloader contest, we'd love to have you. Hey, good morning, Chuck. Good to hear from you. You headed out today? I don't know. Let's hear if Chuck's going hunting today, and anybody that's out there in the stand or headed to the stand for the last day, time to call. 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. John B., old man John, says, welcome back, Robin.
I know. I already answered him.
Oh, you already answered him?
Yes, aren't I did. You, I'm on the ball.
Aren't you efficient? Yes, you are. Yes, you are. So somebody's going to wind up with a muzzleloader today. We'll put a tickets in the hat, and we'll draw a random ticket, and that'll be the winner. Everybody has a number next to their name, and all the tickets are numbered, so that's how that works. last day for a couple of sponsors that were with us through the end of the year, and that would be Bay Country Bakery, who's been great. They come back, and they'll come back in the spring for fishing season and then stay with us for the hunting season. We hope they'll be back. And then Onyx. This will be the last week you'll hear about Onyx. And if you look at Onyx, you will find that there's an offer now for, I think, 30% off. So, you know, you can get Onyx on your phone as an app just for one state, if you like. If you only hunt one state, or you can get it for the entire country. So I'm still thinking about that app as well. It's, you know, it's good for when I'm hunting certain areas, like up in Cecil County, so I know where the borders are of all the different hunting properties. I know where the borders are down in Dorchester, the difference between property where I'm hunting and where, you know, where the public land is, where other... Let me have that.
Mm-mm.
Come on.
Mm-mm.
Pass it over here.
Mm-mm.
Come on.
Nope. I put it away.
Nope. Get it out, pop it, get it over with. Very nice.
He gets me on everything.
Well, you can't rattle a bag or rattle your papers because
I didn't
you hear
mean
everything
that.
On the air. If you want to open a bag of popcorn, open a bag of popcorn. Or ask me for my knife.
Okay. Move it on.
What? I'm waiting for caller. I got this stupid email from DNR.
Uh-oh.
Oh, there have been a couple. This was the weirdest one, though, okay? It's a very simple email. It says, connect with nature. Go bow hunting in Maryland. Connect with nature. Go bow hunting in Maryland. I guess you could do that. But it says, it's a beautiful summer scene with flowers blooming along a river somewhere. And then underneath that is a silhouette photo of a big velvet buck that looks like a mule deer with a cactus in the background. And it says, get your license today. Connect with nature. Go bow hunting in Maryland. Get your license today. Archery season is upon us. Don't forget to buy or renew your license if you haven't already done so. Click here to get yours today. Thank you. Maryland Department of Natural Resources. Huh? I mean, if you're on the email list for the Department of Natural Resources news releases, you can get on it very easily. Just go there and go on the news and you can sign up for their. But I'm thinking, why on Thursday, December whatever day that was, 27th, with only a month left in archery season and 2 days left in the muzzleloader season and waterfowl season in full swing, archery season is upon us, and then a silhouette of a, I could be a whitetail buck, I don't know. Doesn't look exactly like it. It says, you tell me, folks. Let's go to Arnold in Abington. Good morning, Arnold. How are you? Going to the goose blind this morning?
Hey, good morning. I'm on my way to the duck blind Carroll Island specifically.
Oh, good for you. Good for you.
And good morning to Robin.
Good morning.
And I've got Gibbs here with me, and he's all excited to get wet and do what Gibbs does.
Get some ducks, huh?
Absolutely.
That name.
What?
Gibbs.
Gibbs, yeah.
I got a friend who's got a dog named Gibbs.
You
love
do?
That.
Yeah, cool. So have you been out before or for the ducks, Arnold?
Yeah, we got out Christmas Eve, got one scoff, and got to stand in the water for about 45 minutes untangling a diver rig. But
right.
Hopefully we've got that snafu resolved.
I got you. Yeah. Yeah. One scoff, huh? One bluebill, one blackhead, and one scoff.
Yeah, you know, the thing is it's not cold enough really above us, and
no.
I'm not seeing the birds in the area we can hunt in anywhere near what they usually are.
Exactly. Yep, exactly. Well, I see a raft of, they call them river ducks on the shore, bluebills, blackheads, you know, that's all the same. Scop, greater and lesser scop, they're all the same. Coming across the Bay Bridge usually, believe it or not. And then when you get down to the Cambridge Bridge on the Bill Burton Fishing Pier, that bridge over the Chop Tank there, Chop Tank River Bridge, I'm seeing surf scoters and not much else. I think there are some bluebills down there, but I'm not seeing much else. Now, there's a big raft off to the right up towards, I think that's Howell's Point or up that way somewhere, and I'm not sure if they're bluebills or what they are, but I can't stop on the bridge and get the binoculars out, but you know,
usually we see a lot of scoff and a lot of ruddies. What I try to do is once the big rafts have started to form and the tributaries around where we work,
right?
I'll get our wildlife biologist out there and they'll say, "Oh, yep, that's what that is, and that's what that is." And
right,
she's really good. She's really good with both field glasses and she's got a pretty powerful telescope she uses.
That's cool. That's cool. Yeah, I like watching them, even if I'm not hunting them. I haven't been on a diver hunting forever though. I need to do that. So anyway,
I have a desire to get one mounted. I really like the way they look, and they're not much on the palate. So
no.
I think if I score a nice looking drake today, I think it's going to go to the Texas.
The bluebill.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Yeah, I've got a couple mounted. I've got a couple ducks mounted, Robin.
Just a few.
Yeah.
Just a few.
Yeah,
just
like
a few. Like
30.
We put a cathedral ceiling in the back, and we still don't have enough room for his ducks.
Oh, well.
No, that's why he had to put an addition on the house.
That's there. Exactly right. Exactly right. Yeah. So, well, you enjoy yourself out there today. Good luck on him.
Thank you, sir.
All right. And let me know what you get, greater or lesser. Send me a picture.
I will do
that. Or a limit. Or a canvas back.
If I get Gibbs to take a picture, we'll be in business.
Gibbs would be great. Well, you do a selfie with you and Gibbs with a duck in his mouth.
All right, we'll do that.
See you, buddy.
Bye. Have a
Thanks,
great day.
Arnold. See you, Arnold. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Robin. Bye now.
Bye-bye. Another Ronald in Halethorpe. Good morning.
Good morning, sir. How are you?
What's up? I'm good. What's up?
I have a question. I know you're involved quite a bit with sportsmen within the state of Maryland. Of course, I'm a shotgun hunter out here in Baltimore County.
Right.
Actually heading towards the woods now.
Okay.
Question. I've been doing a lot of reading, and have you ever heard of anywhere in your groups of straight wall cartridges replacing shotgun in Maryland?
No, I've heard that, but I don't think that's going to happen. Why? What are you thinking?
No, I've been doing some reading. I think Field of Stream did an article on it last year where the straight wall cartridges are becoming more popular in the shotgun hunting areas.
Right.
I know.
I think Delaware did that.
Yep, and there's a couple other sister states that have done it also. I think I know Indiana.
Mm-hmm.
And I think Ohio has done it also. They're allowing their hunters to go to straight wall cartridges.
You're talking about things like 45-70 and
you got it. You
know, yeah, I have a 450 Marlin 44. Yeah, exactly. I'm hearing it, and I've heard it for a couple of years. People have said, why don't you guys do something about it? And we say, well, you know, why don't y'all get together and put a proposal together and let us take a look at it? And that's as far as it gets. Nobody seems to be that much interested into supporting a lobbying effort in Annapolis to do it. They just think, you walk in there and get something done like that.
So, okay, gotcha.
It just doesn't happen that way. You've got to have a strategy, and sponsorship would be nice of some kind, but
Your opinion on it? I mean, would you be pro or?
I have no objection to it. I mean, they've got rifles. Rifles took over in Caroline County, where shotguns were there forever. Same thing in Frederick County. They've allowed rifles in the shotgun area, and then they had to back off and go back to a kind of like an urban zone there where you weren't allowed to have rifles. But Caroline County's wide open with rifles now. And, really, quite frankly, all you need is a bunch of farmers to push for rifles for crop damage permits. And, guess what? You get rifles in your county. So there you go.
Sure. Gotcha.
I don't know if it'll happen in Baltimore County, but,
I hear you.
But, anything's possible, but, we've got to have some kind of a proposal, some interest, some group that's interested in having that done. And, it's like, why don't you guys do it? Why don't you guys make a contribution and give us a reason to? It's not like, we're not looking for things to do. We've got enough to defend against.
Sure. And I'm surprised because of the amount of our sister states that have went to the straight wall cartridge and I'm an older gentleman,
Yeah, sure.
In my 50s, and you just don't hear any talk amongst the sportsmen about straight wall cartridges.
There's a reason for that.
Yeah.
There's a reason for that. So, all right, Ronald.
Well, sir,
appreciate it, buddy.
Thank you.
All righty, thanks.
Thank you, sir.
Yep.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Yep, 45-70. To wait for the deer to step out from behind the trees, just plain silly. Good morning, Mike. How are you?
How you doing, Alan? Alan and Robin.
That's it.
Early Happy New Year to you guys.
Well, thank you. Happy New Year to you.
Right back at you.
hope she's got enough popcorn there. I heard the bag rustling.
There you go.
I got caught.
Well, I got the Uber and Lyft driver deer report for you for this week.
Oh, good.
There's been scads of the boogers. I've seen a nice little 6-point. He looked a little juvenile, but he had a nice little rack on him.
Yeah,
too big, maybe like 6-8 inches.
Yeah, that'd probably be a 2.5-year-old, maybe a year and a half old.
That's what I was figuring. I figured he couldn't be much older than like 2 or so.
Yep.
But they're all over the place. They're still looking nice and healthy, and they haven't jumped in front of me just yet. So I guess we're doing good in that regard.
Yeah. Well, you get to see them at night. You see the hunters rare chance to see them during the day. We're hearing that from all over the state that people aren't spotting deer.
Yeah, I see them everywhere, and they're just like popping up and browsing along the roadside. I guess they get all the good stuff along the roadside.
Well, there's salt there.
Yeah, there's salt there. They love it.
They lick that pickle juice. That's for sure. So
they love it.
Yep.
Also, if I could weigh in on the straight wall stuff, I mean, that also opens up a lot of opportunity for, like, the guys who do, like, the cowboy action shooting.
Yep.
All their stuff is straight wall.
Yep, exactly. No question about it, but, you hear it, and it's like everything else. Why don't you guys do something about it? Why don't you contact us in a formal way and say, here's what we'd like to see? That opportunity's out there for anybody to communicate with the Maryland Hunting Coalition, the people that have the ear of the lawmakers in Annapolis, but like just about every other issue, if it becomes discussed on social media, then we're done with it. Thank you. We've made our comments.
Well, the other thing too is also like, if you try to talk to them about like handgun hunting with like some Magnum caliber, 44 Magnum pistol, they don't even want to talk to you. But a Magnum caliber lever action rifle is more than acceptable.
Sure. We had a 44 Magnum big boy at last year's coalition dinner, and I think we're going to have one this year. People couldn't wait to get to it. They love those kind of calibers, but with all that, 300 people in the room, not one person said to the assembled group with the directors and everything else, man, you guys ought to make these, you know, straight wall cartridges legal in shotgun counties.
I tell you, man, lever actions would be definitely like a good sell.
Oh, yeah.
One of my favorite pieces, I got an older Marlin 22 lever action, and
right.
It's just an absolute hoot.
Yep. No, I bought a 450 guide rifle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hard to go wrong there.
Yep. Yep. All right, Mike, thanks for weighing in. Appreciate it. Happy New Year.
Same to you, y'all.
All right, buddy. Bye-bye.
Bye now. Bye-bye.
We got Bill in Westminster and then Ike in Randallstown, or Mike in Randallstown. Good morning, Bill. How are you? Yep, Bill's gone. Bill, call me back. Oh, it is Ike. Good morning, Ike. How you doing?
Hi there.
What's up?
Hey, I got a strange-looking little deer that took up residence in my backyard here.
Okay.
Snow White.
Really?
Yeah, what is that?
That is a, is there any brown on it at all?
Just a little bit.
Okay. You probably is. What that is called a piebald deer, P-I-E-B-A-L-D.
Okay.
All right, P-I-E-B-A-L-D. And what that is a genetic mutation that comes from the albino gene.
Uh-huh.
You know what an albino is?
Right.
Okay. Well, this deer has some albino genetics in it. Its eyes are not pink. Its eyes are brown.
Right.
It's if it was a pure albino, it would have no brown on it. It would have pink eyes and no melanin in this skin. Hence the white hair or the white coat. But since this deer has that gene, it comes from a couple of different things. Usually overbreeding. I mean, inbreeding is what that comes from. Now, when that comes out, those deer are not too healthy for the most part. There are some exceptions. But in a number of cases, this deer will have like an undershot, lower jaw. It'll have maybe shorter front legs. It'll have some genetic deformities. It might be deaf. It might be sterile. It might have joint problems and things like that. An albino gene is a recessive gene, which means it ain't good for the animal. It's a bad kind of a mutation when that happens. So
right. Everything you described, it sounds about right, because it does have a game front leg, and it's just so it shapes. So much different than a regular deer. I wasn't sure what I was looking at.
Yeah, they kind of look like a goat.
Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly. How much brown is on it?
It's got two little spots above his eyes.
Right.
And just a little speck of brown on the back.
Yep. Yep. That's called a piebald. Yep. That's exactly what that is. Not pure albino, but with that recessive genetics coming out in it, yeah, it's not a very healthy critter. I mean, they can grow and they can age but typically if they get year and a half, 2.5 and it's a male, it's not going to grow a tremendous rack. Now, I'm going to say that's in general, a general statement. There have been beautiful piebald mature bucks that have matured and become tremendous animals, and but for the most part, they're not a particularly healthy looking creature.
So it's no problem with them being around domestic.
No, none at all, none at all. But does it have a Roman nose? A big hump on its nose?
Got a big hump on his nose, and it's a strange looking animal.
Yep, hump on its nose, undershot jaw, shaky front leg. Yeah, that sounds about right. Yeah. Yep.
Yeah, I just wonder what it was. Well, you think the other animals will come back for it?
No, I mean, I've seen them with others. One place you see a lot of them is down at Canaan Valley State Park in West Virginia. There's so much inbreeding down there. There's so many deer. They don't allow any hunting. And, you know, you'll drive in the main road and you'll see three or four or five of them when you walk in the road. I mean, when you drive in the main road. And they're just weird looking. So.
Okay. Well, I thank you for the information. I just wasn't sure what I had back there.
Yep. Well, that's what you got. What part of Randallstown are you in, Ike?
Right there off of Kings Park Road.
And, okay. Yep. I know where you are. Yep.
Coming around towards the state park there.
Yep. I know where you are. All right, brother. Well, I appreciate the call. But now you know what you got anyway.
Yeah, I appreciate the lesson there.
We'll talk soon. You have a good one. Happy New Year, Ike.
All right. Happy New Year.
Bye. Bye-bye. Yep. That's what happens. Sorry. That's what happens. Bay Country Bakery, you know, in Cambridge. Went by there the other day, the other morning. They weren't open yet. It was a little early, like 5-ish. But they serve not only a great breakfast from 6 to 11, Monday through Friday and all day Saturday, but they have some of the most delicious fresh baked, not some of the most delicious, they have the most delicious fresh baked donuts, pastries, cookies, breads on the Eastern Shore. They did our
wedding
and anniversary cakes. Enough for everyone in camp, no question. When I'm on Route 50 headed to or from the Deer Stand or Duck Blind, my mouth and my belly can't wait to stop at Bay Country Bakery for a donut or a sandwich and a fresh cup of hot coffee. You just look for that big donut on the side of the bakery, that big, giant pink donut. Did you see it the other day?
Yes.
With the
when I was driving by, I saw it. It's right above the door on the front. It's a chocolate sprinkled-colored donut.
How'd you miss the 8-foot donut on the side of the building?
By that time, we were, like, right in front of it.
Ah.
So I missed coming up on it, but when we got right in front of it, it's like, oh, there it is.
There it is. Now you know.
Unfortunately, it was closed. Otherwise, I would have made it.
Of course you would have. So I just look for that big pink donut on the side of the bakery and the chocolate donut on the highway sign. Even after your morning hunt from 11 till 2, you can grab a tasty lunch. Dave and Gina Levy, they are your hosts. They're trained chefs. They strive to bring you the best. Bay Country Bakery, located at 2951 Coastal Highway, just through Cambridge on Route 50 East. Think about big donut. Visit their website or like their Facebook page, Bay Country Bakery. Be sure to stop by. Say hello. Maybe you'll see Robin and me there.
Alan Ellis here for Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie Spray-On Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Bedliners rated number one, carry nationwide lifetime warranty. Linex Spray-On Bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust in your bed. Your tools, your tackle, your crabbing and hunting gear can't hurt your truck bed. Choose the Linex Premium Bedliner or the Linex Extra. Both look great. And Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your truck. Step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards. You get it. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex Spray-On Bedliner, truck gear, and accessories. Catonsville Linex, new location, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill, just off Security Boulevard across from Coons Ford, 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. Linex.
Hey, for almost 10 years, hunters have relied on Onyx to help navigate public and private land boundaries across the country. Onyx Hunt is the only tool comprised of over 400 countrywide maps that gives clear private and public land boundaries, trails, hunting-specific data, and more. New map layers are constantly being added by pairing with some of the leading names in conservation and the outdoor industry, like the National Wild Turkey Federation and Quality Deer Management Association. So whether it's on your smartphone or your handheld GPS, make the most of your precious time in the field by navigating with Onyx Hunt. That's right.
If you're a working man and your truck breaks down, you only need to know one repair shop, W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg. They built your reputation on getting you in, fixed, and out the door quickly, efficiently, and at a very competitive price. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles, large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Just look for that big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W Tire and Auto.
Hey, BPS has what most other pump shotguns don't. Features like a rigid dual machine steel action bars, a forged machine steel receiver, a convenient top tang safety and bottom ejection for ambidextrous operation, the legendary Browning balance and handling. All gauges are available in both 12 and 20 gauge deer models. Check out the BPS shotgun at Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway Exit 9. Call 410-242-6108. Clyde's is your full-line Browning dealer. Browning, the best there is. Guess what, folks? It's time for the Great American Outdoor Show coming up. Yep, February 2nd through the 10th in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. It's the world's largest outdoor sports show. 650,000 square feet of guns, hunting, fishing, and archery. Over 1,100 outdoor exhibitors. More than 200 seminars from outdoor pros. Over 400 hunting and fishing outfitters. Interactive events, your favorite outdoor celebrities, and entertainment for the whole family. An NRA country concert featuring Lee Brice, Easton Corbin, and Tyler Farr. Live the adventure at the Great American Outdoor Show, February 2nd to the 10th at the Pennsylvania Farm Show Complex in Harrisburg. Tickets go on sale now at greatamericanoutdoorshow.org. Time to tell you about Chesapeake Outdoors. Chesapeake Outdoors is the first choice for Eastern Shore hunters and anglers, located on Kent Island, right there on Route 50, exit 39B. That's Dominion Road. It's waterfowl season, and today they'll pick your waterfowl. Yep, they'll pick your geese, they'll pick your ducks. I mean, you got to pick them out of the flock and shoot them, and then they'll take the feathers off. That's what I mean when they pick them. I mean, they're not coming out there and say, shoot that one. No, that's not what I mean. They'll pick them for you, pick the feathers off. If you want a duck to eat, they'll do that. If you want to brush out the geese, they'll do that. Costa sunglasses, Yeti coolers, bags and tumblers, Bubba blade knives, largest selection of waterfowl calls in the area, all major brands, decoys, steel shot gear, camo, large selection of clothing like banded, banded brand waterfowl camo, boots and hips and waders and crossbows like Raven and Excalibur and 10 point, firearms and ammunition, muzzle loaders by Thompson Center and CVA, all this and fishing tackle too at Chesapeake Outdoors. Again, 39B Dominion Road off Route 50 on Kent Island, 410-604-2500. Check out what's on sale too. I think their tree stands are on sale and there's some select crossbows on sale as well.
Talk Radio 680 WCPM.
Born and raised on the Eastern Shore, in the slower lower half where there's not much more than a whole lot of water and a small strip of land. Little towns like Princess Anne. Cannon factories in the tomato fields. Crab pots stacked up around Chris Field. We know the harbor where the skipjack sails. That's right. I'm from Somerset County.
And that's about all we can play from that song because it gets a little nasty after that. Talks like a waterman. If you listen a little further, yeah, you would be beeping it. No question. No question. But good song.
I'm from Somerset County.
Yep.
I love Bird Dog.
Yep. I know you know Bird Dog, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Bird Dog Wheeler and Road Kings right there in Easton. You know, I got so excited, I don't know if I gave the phone number for Chesapeake Outdoors.
You didn't.
How do you know?
I paid attention.
She pays way too much attention to what I say. 410-604-2500. You want to call them up?
Mm-mm.
Okay. You're very quiet over there.
Mm-hmm.
Why haven't you commented on anything?
You've been talking about stuff I don't know a whole lot about, so quiet.
Oh, okay.
But yet when she cracks open a bag of something, you're right on
me.
Top of her.
Yeah, I know. You hear that?
Yeah.
He's so mean.
Look, this is a very highly structured and disciplined radio show.
Yes, it is.
That's why you let me on here, right?
Exactly.
To keep him in line.
So our buddy Bill from Westminster.
I've been missing it a while.
Our buddy Bill from Westminster that hung up sent me a text. Sorry, Alan, my other phone went dead. Could not get my second phone. I'm on my way to the tree stand. It's marsh back here. Very wet. Not seeing a lot of deer. Yeah. We're hearing there's not a lot of deer being seen. I suspect that the hunter effort has been down a little bit this year because of all the nasty weather. I mean, yesterday. Friday weekend. I mean, every week there's a deluge.
And it's depressing. It should all be snow.
If it were all snow yesterday, we wouldn't be here this morning. We'd be phoning
it
in.
Like I said, it should have been all snow.
We're working on a remedy for that.
I know.
You know, we just gotta come up with the cake to put that together to do the studio from the house.
It'll come.
Oh, I know it will. I know it will.
We just gotta get the back finished so we can do
get our back room finished up and nice and quiet back there with no dogs and, you know, sit back there in a recliner and plug in the Comrex. And, hey, Chris, sitting down here in front of the gas fireplace this morning, getting warmed up, hot coffee. Robin's got a hot chocolate with some marshmallows in it.
And I'm working my butt off, and you get to sit in the recliner. There's something wrong with this picture.
Chris?
Yes, sir?
I've been in this studio.
I know.
For what, 20 years?
Oh, I thought it was like 29?
30.
Okay.
But in this studio.
Yeah, I know.
And then in the other one. So, and it's an hour and a half one way.
I'm just playing.
And that's my fault.
It's Robin's fault. She moved me over to Somerset County. No, she moved
I'm
me.
Not Somerset County.
Dale in Easton, good morning.
Yes, sir. I understand you and your lovely, beautiful wife have a supply of gopher wood that I could acquire and some extra barrels of pitch.
We have pitch. Yes, we do. Actually, I have pitch on sale. It's 2 55-gallon drums this week only for the price of three. And the gopher wood.
Good morning, Dale.
Supply and demand.
What's gopher wood?
Gopher wood is what Noah made the ark out of.
Oh, okay.
Jeez.
Yeah.
Yeah, I shudder to look at my rain gauge this morning. I have a question for Robin. Robin, did the package that I gave your husband, did it make it home unopened?
Yeah, and I took the whole top layer right off for myself.
Okay. I was hoping it made it home because in times past, I understand that somehow it got opened.
Yes.
Some of the contents were, shall we say, disposed of.
So, Dale, how is the sick of deer?
Haven't had it yet. Alan, the show next Saturday,
yes.
He's going to be on it.
Next Saturday is Paul Padding. He's the U.S. Fish and Wildlife representative for the Flyway Council. And we will have Bill Harvey, who is the game bird manager here in Maryland. And we will have Josh. Hang on. Can't never remember how to pronounce Josh's last name. Is the waterfowl manager. Josh. Josh Homiak.
Okay.
All three will be here. We will have the in-depth discussion about how waterfowl regulations are formed, how the federal guidelines are calculated. A lot of talk about biology, work on the ground in Canada, a lot of how the states interact on the flyway, Atlantic flyway, the geese population, the goose population in Maryland, just an entire show on mostly Canada geese and mostly Atlantic population geese, which right now their population is in the dumper.
You're telling me.
Yeah, I mean, you live there. So.
Yeah, it's very few birds, Alan, that I've seen. So.
Mm-hmm. And you've been at it for a long time.
Yeah, well, like I say, my son works in Oxford. There's not much down there either,
yep.
Alan. So.
Yep, I got a call from a text from a buddy that said, when are you going to Clyde's? I said, why? He says, I'm in Caroline County. My gun's malfunctioning. I was on a waterfowl hunt. Yeah, that's not good. So, but they wound up scratching some birds out Caroline the other day. So, you know.
Yeah. And the trouble is, the birds, Alan, the birds are
oh yeah,
old breeders, so that's not a good thing either.
Exactly right.
So, exactly you got to right. take what you can get.
Yep.
So, when are you all leaving on your trip?
Middle of the week.
Okay.
All right.
So I'll have to wait for coffee for when you get back.
Yep. You sure will.
Okay, good.
All right, buddy.
Listen, you all have a good trip and Happy New Year.
We do that.
You
Thank you, Dale. You too. Happy
to
New
your
Year.
Wife.
Right. Yep.
Right.
Marilyn.
Thanks, Robin. See you now.
Bye bye.
See ya.
Michael, Nottingham. Good morning, Michael.
Good morning, and Happy New Year's to you both.
Thank you.
Happy New Year's.
Thank you. Well, I'm calling. I don't know if you can help me. A few years ago, I went to Africa and I got some couple nice trophies and. Since I live in a condo, I had to mount them on my brother's barn wall. We keep them inside the barn there. He has a little section where he socializes with the locals.
Nice.
Well, what's happened now is the bees are building nests on it, especially mudgobbers, and I wanted to clean it off, but I didn't want to be too aggressive, so I don't know how to clean and care for the trophies. And I don't know if you have any idea.
Well, I'm going to give you a name of somebody who can help you out. And that is Dawn Travis. And I'll tell you why, Dawn. Because I just had this conversation with him. We had what I thought we had was some invasion into our back room when I had a lot of my taxidermy back there. And it turned out that what had happened was a mouse had gotten onto a couple of my duck mounts. We had two mice, got them both, but before we did, they had done a little chewing, and they chewed the bill on my canvas back, one of my canvas backs. I had a dead mount. I called it the Chesapeake Trifecta. It had a blue bill on the left, a big canvas back drake in the middle, and a buffalo head on the right. And it chewed the feet off, chewed the webs out of the feet down to the skeleton.
Wow.
And it chewed the bill on the canvas back, chewed the down to the bone part of the bill. So Don's going to have to repair that. But I was talking to him, and we were talking about dermistid beetles. We were talking about all kinds of pests and things like that. And he has some commercial products that are available that you can use to treat the mounts. It's a little bit labor intensive because, you know, you got to kind of treat them and clean them and rub it into the fur and that type of thing. But I mean, these animals cost you a fortune, not only to hunt, but to have mounted and shipped back to the U.S. So.
Right.
You want to protect those. Here's Don's number. He's in Chester. He's in Chestertown. Can you write it down?
I'm driving, so I could your producer text it to me as my phone number.
Sure. Yeah, we'll text it to you. Yep,
okay.
We'll text it to you.
Another question. I found a deer skull, already bleached, 6-point buck, and I wanted to clean it up, preserve that, and I wasn't sure what to do about that.
You found
a 6-point buck skull.
You found it in the woods.
Yes,
okay.
My brother's property.
Good. First thing you're going to have to do is call DNR, your local office or whatever, and say, "I found this deer skull," and they will give you a claim. They will give you a tag for it, a non-hunting tag.
Oh,
wow! That makes it legal.
I didn't know it was illegal.
It's not illegal, but if you are caught with it in your possession without some kind of documentation, if they look at that and they say, well, you know, for any reason, they stop you and you got it in the back of your truck, they'll go, "Whoa, what's this?" And you say, "Oh, I found that." And it's not on your harvest record, it's not in your trophy case on the app or anything like that. You're going to want to have a possession tag for a found animal. A lot of shed hunters, especially with like EHD and the problems that we've had the last couple of years with are finding these dead bucks, you know, or maybe they'll run across one that was struck by an automobile or shot and not recovered. You'd need a possession tag if you have this intact skull and antlers. If you just find a shed, not an issue. But if you have the intact skull and the antlers, natural resources don't understand, well, they understand, but they don't know if it's been taken legally or not. So Yeah, so that's the first thing you do is call your local DNR officer, go and say, look, I found a deer skull. I just need a tag. And they're more than glad to do it for you. So, I mean, it's they're not going to question you or, oh, you know, this or that. They're just going to say, here's your tag. Thank you very much for letting us know.
Alrighty.
Okay. Great. Yep. Alrighty. And then you want to clean it up?
Yes.
Does it have some hide on it, things like that?
No. It's just a bleached out skull. It's probably been there a couple of years.
Yeah, okay. You can certainly put a clear coat on it if you want. It'll turn yellow if you do that eventually. You know, a lot of people use, they'll go to a beauty salon and they'll get a 40% solution of hydrogen peroxide, 30 or 40%, and, you know, brush it on, let it sit there for maybe a half hour or something and then spray it off. And that'll take care of anything.
Okay. Sounds good.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, thank you. You text that number, I appreciate it.
All right, we'll do that, Michael. Thank you.
You all have a great day.
All righty. Take
you
care.
You also.
Uh-huh. All
right.
Bye-bye. All right. You ready, Chris? You want to write it down? I'll say it on the air because, you know, Don's a friend and has done some great stuff for me. 410-778-4107. Got it?
I got 410-718-778. Oh, 778.
4107. Don Travis.
Got it.
Okay, cool. Oh, there we go. So that takes care of that. Get that little matter out of the way. So, yeah, we actually had, the back room was so humid. You know, we actually had this year was horrible. We had a dehumidifier running in the house full time and emptying it three or four times a day. But
this is the first time I've ever had mice in my house in 20 years I've lived there.
I know. And
but it's also the first time I've had taxidermy in my house in 20 years since I've lived there.
I don't see the relationship between the two. But there was some mildew on one of the skulls. Yeah, and we'll talk about that when I get back from telling you about Onyx. For almost 10 years, hunters have relied on Onyx to help navigate public and private land boundaries across the country. Laughing because Chris is going crazy. Onyx Hunt is the only tool comprised of over 400 countrywide maps that gives clear private and public land boundaries, trails, hunting-specific data, and more. New map layers are constantly being added by pairing with some of the leading names in conservation and the outdoor industry, like the National Wild Turkey Federation and Quality Deer Management Association. So whether it's on your smartphone or your handheld GPS, make the most of your precious time in the field by navigating with OnX. Time for me to tell you again about Chesapeake Outdoors. If you whack and stack geese and ducks today, they'll pick them for you. They will. They'll breast them out. They'll pick them. They'll get them ready for the pot. And you will be very happy with the finished result. I have always been happy with the way they pick my waterfowl at Chesapeake Outdoors. Today only. Banded camo, hips, boots, and waders, Costa sunglasses, Yeti bags, coolers, and tumblers, guns and ammo, muzzle loaders, Raven crossbows, Excalibur, and 10-point crossbows, and more. Everything for hunting, everything for fishing, Rambo bikes to get you back in. Route 50 East, exit 39B, Dominion Road on Kent Island. That's in Chester, Maryland, 410-604-2500. Don't forget to check out the sales on tree stands and select crossbows. Chesapeake Outdoors.
Well, after flood alerts yesterday, looks like a dry tone to the weekend here. Last weekend of 2018 features some cooler numbers, feeling more like late December should for us. Our high today, 51 degrees. Our low tonight, 36, and only 47 tomorrow. We do add to the rainfall totals for 2018 for New Year's Eve, Monday, about a half inch plus of rain for us again with a high near 50 degrees. New Year's Day, sunshine 60. I'm Scott Laurie, more at the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
This is Alan Ellis for Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex Spray-On Bedliners.
Linex spray-on bedliners are rated number one and carry a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex spray-on bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust in your bed. Your tools, your tackle, crabbing, and hunting gear can't hurt it. Choose the Linex Premium or the Linex Extra. Both look great. Bay Linex and Catonsville Linex now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your truck. Step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards, you get it. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex bedliner and truck gear accessories. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. 410-789-0199. 410-789-0199. Catonsville Linex, new location, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill, just off Security Boulevard across from Coons Ford. 410-455-0800. 410-455-0800. Linex. Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. With 10 locations in Central Maryland, there's a Battery Warehouse convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville, and Woodlawn. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg is taking care of my trucks for over 25 years. Anything from a simple oil change to extensive engine work, brakes, tune-ups, everything, their motto is, we do it. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles. Large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Look for the big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410. W&W Tire and Auto.
Hey, you can save $50, $75, or $100 on select Browning firearms at Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just up Beltway Exit 9, 410-242-6108. Clyde's is your full-line Browning dealer.